This is a reading of the document titled Extension Lesson, Growth of Cotton and the Expansion of Slavery. It is an individual digital lab activity and is part of the Connections to the Republic of Texas Extension Lesson in the Texas Revolution Unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. This exercise includes 5 tasks utilizing the Atlas of the Historical Geography of the United States website and an evaluation writing prompt. Essential question: how did the Texas Revolution contribute to the growth of cotton and expansion of slavery? Tasks: today, you will explore the growth of cotton and expansion of slavery using the Atlas of the Historical Geography of the United States with links embedded in the document. Activity and process: if you are providing written answers, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class or period, and the date. I will read each task twice. Task 1. Locate and name the region or regions that are situated in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Repeating task 1. Locate and name the region or regions that are situated in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Task 2. What is the average growing season for Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama? Based on what you have previously learned about the 4 regions, do the growing seasons in the Gulf Coastal Plains benefit cotton farming? Justify your answer. Repeating task 2. What is the average growing season for Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama? Based on what you have previously learned about the 4 regions, do the growing seasons in the Gulf Coastal Plains benefit cotton farming? Justify your answer. Task 3. Using the population growth map from 1790 to 1860, click on the Animate button located at the bottom left. For the American South, explain how the growth in the southern United States had an impact on slavery. What natural resource did the settlers tend to settle near between 1800 and 1830? How would this help them in growing cotton? Repeating task 3. Using the population growth map from 1790 to 1860, click on the Animate button located at the bottom left. For the American South, explain how the growth in the southern United States had an impact on slavery. What natural resource did the settlers tend to settle near between 1800 and 1830? How would this help them in growing cotton? Task 4. Population growth of enslaved people in the American South. What is the significance of this animation? What trends do you see? Click on the Animate button to the bottom left. Repeating task 4. Population growth of enslaved people in the American South. What is the significance of this animation? What trends do you see? Click on the Animate button to the bottom left. Task 5. Comparing the South's population growth and the population growth of enslaved people maps, are the two maps connected? Justify your answer. Repeating task 5. Comparing the South's population growth and the population growth of enslaved people maps, are the two maps connected? Justify your answer. Evaluation. Using your own words, describe why the South became an important region in America. Support your answer using your findings from the activity and process. Repeating evaluation prompt. Using your own words, describe why the South became an important region in America. Support your answer using your findings from the activity and process. This concludes the activity, Extension Lesson, Growth of Cotton and the Expansion of Slavery.